Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast, where we focus on bringing whole life success to entrepreneurs and small business owners like you, providing conversations and strategies that align your business goals with personal well-being and financial success to help you thrive in every area of your life. Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast. My name is Steve Harris. I am a holistic business coach, a serial entrepreneur, and the COO of Gorgeous Business Solutions, a small business solutions company dedicated to providing actionable solutions to modern day business challenges. We're all about bringing whole life success to entrepreneurs and small business owners like you, providing conversations and strategies that align your business goals with personal well-being and financial success to make sure that you are thriving in every area of life. So let's get started with today's show. I first, as always, want to begin with gratitude. I want to thank you for all of you that have reached out, that have liked the show, that have shared the show, that have supported the show. So many of you are people that I know personally. And so I get all kinds of wonderful comments and feedback, and I absolutely love hearing it. This show, again, was not designed for me. Yes, there is some reach for our business that comes from it, and I appreciate that. But it really truly is the purpose of creating a tribe of small business owners, entrepreneurs that are looking to create success for themselves in all areas of life, not just in their business. But the hope is that business will create freedom and success in personal life, in obviously their finances, their health, their family. And really, the goal here is to make sure that we are all experiencing whole life success, because one area of success with the others left behind is not true success, in my opinion. So I want to thank you again for the comments, for the feedback, for the help, for the sharing. And I want to ask that you continue to be involved, that you, if you haven't already, please go subscribe to the show. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, take a second and get on YouTube and subscribe to the show. Give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down if that's how you feel. Leave comments. That allows our show to gain more traction so that we can reach a broader audience. That allows us to be able to bring in better established professionals that will be guests on the show and will be sharing with us the things that we need to learn to grow and be successful. That allows us to rank higher when people are searching. Why is that important to you? Because that allows us to bring in something greater for you. That allows us to bring in bigger areas for you to grow and be challenged. That allows us to bring in guests that will challenge me more. Again, this is about all of us creating that success. I did reach out to a guest to have on the podcast that is an author of a book that I am absolutely loving right now. I'll probably do a whole podcast actually just on the book. It is super exciting. It's something that I'm employing in my life to reach greater success in my health. And of course, that feeds into business and everything else. But anyway, I reached out. I am never afraid of reaching up to somebody that is way outside of my circle of influence. I actually, if you're watching YouTube, I have pictures on the wall of some people that I have got to spend some time with that are they're not even in just a different pond. They're in a whole different stratosphere from me. But I'm not afraid to reach up and ask, especially when it comes to providing solutions for our clients, for you that's our listeners on the podcast. I've reached out and just said, hey, what you are teaching in your book is fabulous. I think it's needed in this world. And I would absolutely love if you'd be a guest on our podcast. Graciously, her PR arm of her company reached out and said, you know what, thank you for asking. We've listened to your podcast. We love what you're doing. We know it's going to be successful, but she is typically not going to even, think about taking her time on a podcast that has less than 100 episodes. This is episode 7. So we've got a ways to go. And about 10,000 downloads. Well, the only way that we get to that in order to reach those people is going to be through your help with liking and sharing, commenting, etc. I will continue to reach up for the people that are going to bring the greatest value for our tribe. But some assistance from you would be wonderful. And that actually is a good aside for if you have friends or family that are in business, that's how easy you can support their business. You can like their social media posts. You can share their social media posts. You can comment on their social media posts. If they're doing a podcast, get on each of the platforms and like or comment or share. Guys, that's how we come out of the noise of this world. And your friends, especially you that are small business owners, we know that you're busy. But when we support each other through things that don't cost us any money by liking and sharing and commenting on posts, that drives business for all of us. And as I say often, a rising tide raises all ships. Well, let's all jump on the same tide and let's help each other raise up. So that's an encouragement to do that for all of your people. And a little additional aside, if you're doing that from your business account, that's engagement. That's actually raising your standing in the social stratosphere as well. So make sure to be engaging with one another, liking, commenting, sharing. Those all make a difference. And I got to tell you, when somebody likes or comments on something we do, it warms my heart a little bit. It's like, you know what? Thanks for taking just a second to share the love. So anyway, to today's episode, to today's topic, you know, yesterday or last episode, we talked about stress. I think Angie did a tremendous job talking about the ways that we deal with stress in our lives. We've talked about in previous episodes about setting intention to live today as our next level self. So to live in congruency with our next level self. Well, part of understanding where that next level self is and part of alleviating some of the stress of the day-to-day of not knowing what to do or when to do or how to do within our businesses is having a very, very clear and purposeful end goal in mind. Now, it's a funny topic when we talk to especially people who are starting a business or those that are new in their business because they're so dang excited about their business that they're starting now, their baby, if you will, that they are creating to bring into the marketplace, that to think about selling it or shuttering it one day or retiring, they can't even, they're not even thinking about that. So there's so many other things that they think that they are, that more important for them to think about that the end typically does not register them. And this is supported with the amount of meetings that I have with coaching clients, with marketing clients, with websites that we're building, that when I ask the question, most people are like, I don't know. And some people, if we ask that are already in business is, well, the next step is make sure I can make payroll. Or the next step is this new product we're bringing out. Well, those are all great things, but those need to be attached to an ultimate end goal. And so I want to discuss the end goal with you today. I want to talk about the different options. And then I want to talk about why it's so important to have that end goal in mind. So let's first talk about some of the options that are there that if you are a aspiring business owner or entrepreneur, if you are somebody who has just beginning to open your business, now's a great time to be considering this, to think about this. If you've already started your business or you've been in business for years and you haven't implemented this, that's okay. What's that famous saying? The best time to start something is 10 years ago. The second best time is right now. So we can still go back and do it right now. We may have to pivot and tweak a little bit, but that's okay. We are currently working with clients who are making adjustments in their business plan because they are now considering what the end goal looks like. We had one that was actively going in business, but really didn't have a purpose other than I want to own my business. I want to make some money. This is fun. But now we actually have an end goal of a sale date 5 years from now. So the strategies that we put in place are going to be different because we need to create a product that brings the most amount of value that we can make sure that when it is evaluated for a sale price that it's as high as can be. So that does change the way that some things are doing. That doesn't affect everything in the day-to-day, especially if it's 5 years out, 10 years out, 15 years out. But it can allow you to not be spending money and resources in one area that ultimately take you away from that end goal. So let's talk about some of the options here. The first one is a very common one for small businesses, for entrepreneurs. It's, I just want to have fun. I love this. You know, maybe you're a hairdresser. I just love doing hair and it's great and it pays my bills and I don't have any staff. I got a little bit of marketing thing, but that offsets with the income. And so I'm just going to live in this until I decide I'm done. Well, that is an end goal. That's okay. That means that you actually have just a little bit more freedom to kind of ebb and flow with the changes in the marketplace because you're not really developing anything to then sell. And you're not looking to retire into it because at one point you are going to have to physically stop. My only advice would be make sure you figure out how to fund the back half of your life. Maybe that's not an issue for you, but that would be something that would at least need to be considered outside of the business realm. Again, addressing whole life success. We all know people that are still working in their 70s or 80s, not because they want to, but because they never actually put that end goal in mind. That end goal is, okay, then how do I create income to pay my bills later? Or how do I set aside enough money to make sure that I can pay my bills later in life? Probably another episode will be coming from this, but it's going to cost more money than you think because everything changes. But I'm not the expert in that. I'll bring that person on. The next option would be to create a business that is sellable in the end. A lot of times businesses when they're first starting aren't thinking about that. If you are somebody who's been an entrepreneur over and over again, there are people who literally just love creating businesses, making them as profitable as possible, and then selling them because it's the building phase that is the most enjoyment for them and is the most, that is the success for them. If that's you, that's absolutely awesome. And so you probably have some strategies and tools already in place. But for many of you, maybe that exit is in 10 years or 5 years or 20 years to sell your business. Well, that means we're going to need to set up your business in a different way. We're going to need to make sure that there are things that actually have value that right now are just a system for you or just a tool for you or just a brand for you. So we would need to make adjustments on that. The next one would be to create a business to hand over to your family. I think that's a fantastic one. We all know people that are actually in careers right now as a business owner that has been passed down for generation to generation. And so that's also a wonderful, wonderful idea. A lot of people do that. But again, the way it's set up needs to be different if you are just setting this up, or even if you are that entrepreneur that it's been gifted to you, it's been handed down to you in the family. There's probably most of the people that I know, part of that it's handed down to the family is also an income for whoever owned it previously, father, grandfather, whatever, that now it's owned by, you know, they're still getting their retirement out of that. So again, different strategies need to be put in place and different decisions need to be made because ultimately, you're probably going to want to make sure that you are handing off the most successful and profitable turnkey business to your family members. And then the last one is to retire into your business. This is actually the strategy that we are putting into. And from day one of creating Gorgeous Business Solutions, we knew that we were creating a business that we would never stop being a part of. Obviously, our role will change as the business goes on and as our life goes on, but we wanted a business that we did not have to clock into from an office every day, though part of the growth vision is to have offices where our staff is at and where we would work from. But ultimately, we want this to be something that we will have a team of people running for us as we are living out our lives. Knowing us, we won't step away completely. We'll probably pop our heads back in for, you know, monthly meetings. We'll probably want reports given to us weekly. But ultimately, we can go do whatever we want in our lives, knowing that our business is continuing to generate income for us and continue to generate income for payroll and to continue to grow. Obviously, at that point, when life decides to end for us, then the goal again would be to leave this to family. So we're really actually employing both of those. And so that's the strategy that we're doing, but that means we very specifically, very purposefully have to set up systems and strategies in place that will support that, rather than having to be married and be the ones actually pulling the levers every day. So what this does for you by knowing these, by acknowledging the direction that you are going to go, first and foremost, it's going to give you clarity on your current decisions. If you think about successful entrepreneurs, they didn't stumble into this success by accident. Now, I've dealt with this all my career. I understand that there's those one-offs. There are people that did stumble into it by all means, but we're talking a limited amount. So let's talk about the rule, not the exception. They had a vision of what the end looked like, what they wanted to achieve, and they made decisions that aligned with that vision every single day. When you think about one of the greats, right? Steve Jobs created he envisioned creating revolutionary technology, but Apple didn't just start making computers. They knew where they wanted to go, and it was beyond, let's just make the, was it the Apple IIe that was the original? I remember actually sitting at my first experience with Apple was sitting at my aunt and uncle's house in Southern California and playing some game where I think there was a Canon or whatever. Anyway, that's not what Steve Jobs was looking to do. He wasn't just looking to create the computer. He was looking to transform technology into something that enhanced people's lives. That's why we got the iPod and now the iPhones and the Apple tablet. What's that thing? iPad, goodness sakes. My Macs that we have, we all use Macs in this company. So it changed technology for our lives. That was a bigger goal. If he was just shooting from the hip and went, okay, well, we created a computer. Well, at one point that computer would have phased out. And so changing technology changed everything. The fact that I can have my phone, my MacBook, my Apple TV hooked to our television and have them all syncing is huge. And that's because he had a bigger goal, an end goal. And so decisions were made to make sure that they knew what to do each day in order to accomplish the end goal, rather than just shooting from the hip or accomplishing day to day to day. By doing that, by shooting from the hip and going day to day to day, what happens is we find ourselves being reactive. Well, true success doesn't come from reactivity. It comes from being proactive. If you have not read the book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey, I highly recommend it. I believe it's chapter 2. It may be chapter 1 that talks about being proactive versus reactive. Even if you just want to read that chapter, it's worth the read. It will be something that will change your mindset when it comes to running your business, when it comes to your health, when it comes to your family dynamic. Highly recommend it. If you have not, shame on you. That's something that every single entrepreneur and small business owner should have. Anybody that's aspiring to, it's a must read. So check that one out. I'll put a link in the show notes for Amazon, so that you can grab it really quick if you haven't read it. Audible also I know is a big one. So if the goal, for example, is to create a sellable business rather than one that we would want to just shutter, something you want to retire into, then the systems and processes and the things that you create would need to be copyrighted or licensed. Because at the end of the day, if I create a system and it's unique to our business, and I don't copyright it, I don't license it, then whoever buys my business, there's actually no value there. They can just use it. Okay. If you are creating a brand, we need to make sure that that's copyrighted so that somebody else can't just take over that brand and use it. It becomes value. It adds to it. So as you are setting up your business, the way that they are set up is going to determine the value of your business when it comes to selling it. For us, again, we're the easy example here. We have no desire to sell Gorgeous Business Solutions. Now, we're not dumb, and so we are still putting things in place to make sure that we are protecting our branding, we are protecting our systems, and ultimately know that life may change on a dime. And so we want to make sure that it will always be sellable, that it's always growing in value. But ultimately knowing that we aren't looking to do that. And so we have a different long-term vision for that versus somebody who's looking to sell it. If it's going to be passed down to family or something you retire into, the brand can begin with you. Okay, we specifically did not want it to be tied to me or Angie. We didn't want us to be the face. Right now, we have to be the face of the company, because we are a small business that's still growing. But as we transition, as we grow, creating freedom for ourselves to be able to travel and not be tied to the business means that we are no longer the face, but Gorgeous Business Solutions stands on its own. That you get to know all of our staff, that you get to know who we are as a company, because we don't want you reaching out to Steve for solutions. We want you reaching out to our coaching team. We don't want you reaching out to Angie for website issues. We want you reaching out to our website development team. So as we transition and build and make decisions, everything has to come up against the fact that, can we be removed from this process? If the process is set up that is requiring our attention, it requires us to put our finger on it, then we cannot retire into the business yet. So it makes a huge difference in the way you do it. I know a client of ours that is looking to actually step away from the day-to-day operations of the business. Well, the problem that we're facing right now is she is the face of the business. When people think of that business, they think of her. Well, that makes it really difficult to continue to market and brand the business and have her step away and keep the business growing. So we are making very purposeful changes in this business. And it's a very, very well-established business, but we're making very purposeful changes in the way we're approaching her marketing, social media, some of the events, making sure that she slowly disappears out of the limelight and more of the other people that are a part of making things happen become seen and are actually the ones that we're running. So we're making a pivot. We'll talk about that at the end of what happens if you've already created this business and yet once you evaluate your end goal, you need to change. That's something that we can help with for sure. The branding, the logo, the name, will either want to include your name or not, depending on where you want to go. When I owned my real estate company, it started as the Steve Harris Home Team. And I had agents that were working. We were in multiple states. Well, I very quickly realized that that was actually a detriment because I could not be in all these states. I was not meeting with all these clients. So we rebranded. And by the way, that was a nightmare. Because in rebranding, it meant a whole new website. It meant a whole new customer relationship management system. I just kind of did it all at once. And people got confused. We lost customers and we lost lead understanding because all of a sudden it went from Steve Harris Home Team to Purple Oak Realty Group. And everybody got, you know, we had a lot of people get lost in that. So it is a pain in the butt. Neat thing is for you, I've learned from it. And so I can help you from a knowledge base rather than starting from scratch. But it is more, if we can do it earlier, that's when it matters. The reason I got my name off there is I wanted the agents to thrive on their own. I wanted the brand to be them, not me. I wanted when people said, hey, I want to meet with Steve, that the agent was able to say, well, Steve's unavailable or whatever. I ultimately wanted to get to where people couldn't even know who owned the company, who was making some of the major decisions because they needed to be building that relationship with their agent. So real world scenario, it is important to do it as early as possible. But again, like we said, the next second best time to do it is today. If you are looking to make a change, a branding change, figuring out how to pivot once you've taken the time to evaluate your end goal, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can either get me at on our website, www.gorgeousbusinesssolutions.com. Go to contact us. You can put in your info in there. I'll reach out to you. Drop a note in the show. Let's chat about it. Let's see what kind of solutions or ways that you might need to pivot. Distractions are inevitable in our business, in any business, because there are so many changes. There's new opportunities that sound amazing, and everybody wants to jump in on new opportunities, especially because they're typically fun. There's challenges that we have to face. Maybe the world has changed. COVID was, again, a great example of that, where people had to pivot. There's new ideas. There's new things that are fun that are coming up in the industry, and you have trends that are happening. And, you know, thank social media for that. If it's on TikTok, man, everybody seems like they have to do it. The problem is what that does is that gives all kinds of distractions and all kinds of confusion over, okay, well, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to follow this trend? Should I pivot based on this? Okay, we're, you know, let's use COVID as an example. We have to now build this outside seating. Is that something we want to do kind of hastily and on the cheap, or do we want to make this a long-term change to our business? Well, when you have the end goal in mind, It's easier to not get sidetracked. It's not get to get distracted. It allows you to check it up against that end goal. This is why I am such a huge proponent of mission, vision, and purpose statements. If you're not sure what that is, you can again go to our website. I wrote a quick ebook on that. I think it's for sale and for $9.95, so less than $10. Get on there, get that ebook. It'll walk you through how to develop your mission, vision, purpose statement. Also, your unique selling proposition. Again, if you don't know what that is, that resource is there for you. But those are super important so that you you have a backstop to check yourself against. You have a backstop once a quarter. And if you're not doing it once a quarter, put that into your plan. I want you once a quarter to go back and look at your mission, vision, and purpose statement and say, okay, is this still the vision that we have for ourselves? Okay, everything that we've been doing, is that still going towards that mission, vision, and purpose? If it's not, then you have two options. You can say, gosh, we got off track. We got sidetracked. Tic-tac distracted us again. Or, you know, we like where we're headed and we're going to make this long-term pivot, this long-term change. I know a pizza place in Northern California that when COVID came, they had to make a decision because obviously they did a lot of delivery, which was fantastic. Actually spent a lot of money during COVID getting pizzas delivered because they were good friends, entrepreneurs who I appreciated. And so I wanted to support them. But they had to make a decision to, are we going to build outside seating so that people can still come and use our services? They decided to do so. However, they did it on a limited basis. They made something that was a little more on the cheap. They used up parking lot space that wasn't needed anyway. But ultimately, that was not their long-term mission. That was not their end goal. That was not serving what they envisioned for their future. And so once COVID passed and they were able to have people invited back indoors, they removed that, they ripped it down, got rid of it. Take that against another business owner friend of mine who had a sushi restaurant that did the opposite. They went, you know what? This is a perfect time to build out our outdoor seating. Well, even after COVID passed, I went there regularly for the outdoor seating because that was a great place to be. And so it still met their mission. Their mission was to create a sellable business. I can say they successfully have sold their business and relocated their family. So congratulations to them. I won't shout them out. But that helped their business to have a more profitable sale. So it still met their needs. And that's why that having that end goal in mind is so important. The distraction of COVID met against somebody's firm foundation of what they were, what their purpose was, what they're trying to accomplish, allowed them to stay on track, to pivot for a minute, to adjust to the current condition, but then pivot back or stay the course to where they ultimately were wanting to go. Two great examples of how a mission, vision, and purpose statement, and an end goal is needed in order to make sure that you don't get distracted when things do inevitably come. When you are creating your mission, vision, and purpose statement, your end goal has to be in mind when you're doing so. Your end goal has to be in mind because what you do today always will affect the end goal. So I would say start at the end goal and work your way back. That's called reverse engineering. We're going to get to that in just a second. But I want you to ask yourself every time you're met with a decision as far as whether you need to employ resources, finances, your own time and energy, your staff's time and energy. When you're at a point of, do we add this? I want you always to ask yourself, does this get me closer to my goal? If the answer is no, then the next question is this a short-term solution that we're going to ride the wave? And there's nothing wrong if there's a hot trend going on, riding the wave of that. But ultimately, if it doesn't get you to your end goal, it needs to be a short-term solution, not a long-term solution, not something that you implement in your business going forward. I mentioned it's important before starting your mission, vision, and purpose statement to have the end goal in mind. We always begin with the end in mind when it comes to our clients. We are in the end stages of developing an online business bootcamp course that will be available for sale on our website. One of the sections is specifically called Begin with the End in Mind because, and it's early in the course, because when you are setting up every other process, every other thing, your mission, vision, purpose statement, your USP, The end is where you start, and then you reverse engineer it. Let's say that the end goal is I want to retire into my business. Again, I'll use as an example because it's easy. We know we want to retire into our business. We know that we want all fixed expenses, personal and in the business, to be paid through passive income. Income that we don't have to touch every single day. Income that's created because of systems and tools that are in place that allow people to purchase products and services from us, but I don't have to meet with them one-on-one as a coach. Our team doesn't have to develop a new website. It's solutions that we provide that we put the work in and the finances in up front, and then people can purchase, and it's just income coming in without any extra outgo of effort or money. So we specifically are creating systems and tools that are passive income generators for us. We are specifically wanting to build out a team around us that takes away any responsibilities that we have to do. Ultimately, if Angie is still developing websites, her fingers touching the keys on the computer, then we are not met our goal. So the goal is to create somebody to duplicate her efforts so that she can step away from that. Now, this is a long-term goal, so there are definitely steps within there. Ultimately, coaching should not be done by me in the future, but it should be a group of coaches that are like-minded with me, that are using my systems and tools and resources to generate the same results for clients that I would get for them if I was meeting directly. So every one of those decisions have to be reverse engineered. Let's use the passive income. Okay, in order to have X amount of dollars in passive income, we need to create programs. We need to continue to write books. We need to create courses that are that are on demand rather than workshops that we're in person on. And so we start developing those things. Well, that doesn't mean we have to come out with a on-demand workshop first. Maybe that workshop starts with an in-person workshop we're doing now. That's actually, we have one available coming up on the 26th of October for medical injectors. If you are a medical injector looking to further your business, one-day workshop, it's absolutely fantastic. You can register on our website. It is in person. We're going to then take that course and duplicate it into an electronic version that can be put on our website that somebody can register and go through a intro to business bootcamp, how to set up their business. So that's how we reverse engineer it to make sure that we are accomplishing our ultimate long-term goal, which is probably 15, 20 years away. So it's super important that you set up standards for 5 years from now, 3 years from now, 1 year from now, each quarter, each month, each week, daily. Your end goal will determine what your daily processes are going to take. Will it impact it directly every single day? No. But the more that you are operating in the mindset of where you're going to accomplish the end goal, the more aligned that your mission, vision, purpose statement, your unique selling proposition is with that end goal, the greater levels of success you're going to create quicker, which means if you're selling it, you can continue to raise the value of your business. If you're trying to create freedom for yourself to retire into it, you're going to be, or hand down to a family, you're going to be able to do so. And if you're just looking to operate on the day-to-day with no intention of selling, no vision of retiring into it or handing it off to somebody, but just shuttering the doors when you're done, it will at least allow you to increase your income so that hopefully you're feeding that next level of income that you're going to need when you shutter the doors of your business. The last point I want to make is that you have to remain adaptable. We create visions for our future. You've probably heard the saying that if you want to hear God laugh, tell him your plans. Whether you have a spiritual faith or not, or practice or not, you understand the premise of that. That no matter what we plan, things are going to change. When I enjoyed sailing, which hopefully with the freedom in this company, I will be able to start enjoying again, we would set a course. We would want to end up at a certain place. Now, if you know anything about sailing, unlike a motorboat, you don't just set a course, throw the throttle to the stop, and go in a straight line. You are having to use the wind. You are having to use the current. You are having to navigate around other people. And so you set a course. It's a zigzag. You can literally, if you're not aware of this, if you haven't sailed before, you can literally move your boat against the wind by harnessing the power of the wind against itself. So we would have to zigzag up and down, back and forth in order to make progress. So that course was set before we started going. I knew the direction, the ultimate outcome, and the course that would take me to get there. Here's the problem. The wind changes. The current changes. We sailed a lot on the Columbia River in southern Washington, northern Oregon. It has movable sandbars. The sandbars are constantly changing. We are constantly having to watch the depth. Then you have other boaters. Again, with the Columbia River, there's big barges that come down. Well, they get the right of way. So oftentimes, regardless of my course, I had to get out of the way, stop, sometimes drop the sails to just sit there, let the barge get by, and then re-pick up my course. I share that with you because that's the same thing when it comes to setting up your business. When you are setting the plan in place for the future, things are going to happen. And those aren't always going to be things that you just can adjust for in the moment and then reset your course. Sometimes they are. So you need to be ready to pivot in the moment. Again, COVID was a great example to pivot in the moment. Redetermine whether that end result is still there for you. Adjust anything possibly if you have changed your goals and then move on. The person who is so rigid, who is not adaptable, the business and business owner that will not change, that says, this is the way I've done it. It was successful in the past and I'm going to keep going. That will be the death of your business, or at least add unnecessary stress. This world is changing. Your marketplace, regardless of what industry you're in, is constantly changing. Your clientele is changing. The laws are changing. You're going to have to be adaptable. So setting the end goal in mind is massive and important. And honestly, I would say if you haven't done it, stop everything else you're doing and focus on that and then reverse engineer it. But always make sure that you remain adaptable in there. Again, if you're not going to change the minor ways that you're trying to accomplish that big goal, even if that goal has stayed true throughout the entirety of your career, if you're not willing to adapt and make changes with the marketplace, you are not going to find the success that you want. You will be left behind. The death of a business, I believe, starts with this is the way we've always done it. When somebody says, well, when I ask, why are we doing it this way? Why are you doing it this way? Well, I don't know. That's just the way we've always done it. That's destruction for a business. That's destruction for an organization. So remain adaptable. Remaining adaptable is key to the overall success of your business as you're going after that big picture that we have always set. Okay, we said the beginning is the best time to have created this process, to have put the end goal in mind. We've also said that the next best time is today. Many of you listening have not set intentions, have not decided what your end goal is. Take that time. It is worth it. Take yourself out of the office for a while. Take a moment through the weekend. Multiple moments through the weekend, and be honest and true with yourself. If you are married, if you are running a family, make sure that you are in agreement with your family as well on this. They want to know what the end goal is too. So figure out, what does that look like? Do I want to just, when I'm done, just shutter the doors and move on with my life? Okay, well then I can probably keep on keeping on, other than I need to make sure that I'm financially prepared for when I shutter the doors and that income stream stops. Perhaps you want to look at changing that. And maybe there's a way, maybe you never thought about the fact that you can retire into your business, that we can set up channels of passive income, that you can hand it off to a family member and keep income coming. Chat with me about that. I'd love to figure out how we can set up ways that you can keep income coming through the business that you've already created. Perhaps your goal is to sell the business. Well, if you're wanting to sell the business and you're the face of the business, we need to make some changes. If you're wanting to sell the business and you haven't copyrighted or licensed anything, we need to make some changes. Perhaps your goal is that you do want to retire into it, but you're kind of a one-man show with some staff. You're still the one making all the decisions every day. Your staff doesn't feel empowered to make the decisions for your company. Instead, they feel like they have to come and check back on you. Well, that's not going to work. That doesn't make it a business that you can sell or retire into. The point is, if you haven't already done this and your business is already running, it's not too late. Now's the time to figure out where we want to go. We can make changes. As I shared earlier in the episode, we literally have a client who has decided that in 1 year's time, they want to be out. I don't know if we can accomplish it in 1 year, but darn it, we're going to give it our best to make all kinds of changes in where that person is seen, the way that their marketing is done, the fact that they're having to run so much of the day-to-day. We're pivoting. We're completely readjusting the way things are done. And now every decision goes against, is this something that we can remove you from? Is this something that is allowing the company to continue to run without you a part of it? And if not, then how do we tweak that system, that process, that marketing strategy, the everything that has your face on it, everything that has your name on it? How do we set that up? It's not too late to make those changes if that's what you want to do. If you are confused where to go next, this is exactly why Gorgeous Business Solutions exists. I'm going to put a link in the show notes. You can go to our website. You can ask for a 1 hour free strategy session with me. Let's have a conversation about, Steve, I want to make a change. I just don't know how to do it. I decided after talking or listening to this podcast that I think I want to retire into my business. What does that look like? How do I set that up? Let's chat about it. Let's put some systems and tools in place to accomplish what you want. You have worked too dang hard for this company to not make sure it's accomplishing what you want. If you are a new entrepreneur, I want you to make sure that you are setting up your systems and your tools and your company to make sure that you don't have to go retool it like I had to do. That cost me thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of dollars and a lot of lost opportunity because I made that decision incorrectly. Learn from me. Let's help you set it up. I want to thank you again for joining today. We're going to wrap right there. I think that's plenty of information to go to. And I keep trying to shoot for a 30-minute podcast, but doggone it, I didn't do so. So thanks for hanging in if you made it all the way. Again, join me each week for expert interviews and success stories and transformative tips. I hope this is empowering you to make better decisions, more informed decisions, maybe even just spurring some thoughts in your mind, some conversations, so that you can create freedom in your business, so you can create direction in your life, because your business is supposed to be a tool. I've been calling them lately a freedom machine. You work hard to create freedom in your business, believe it or not, to create success and freedom in your family, in your fitness, in your health, in your finances, in your spirituality. I want you to have success in absolutely every area of that. So if you like this show, please comment on it. Give it a thumbs up. If you're on something Audible like Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you like to listen to, I know so many of us are on the go, take a minute and head over to YouTube and subscribe and give it a like. Drop a comment in there. Even if you just want to say, hi, Steve, that really does help. So I would love for you to do it. Again, if you want any help in the show notes, I'm going to have a couple resources there. I'm going to link to that Stephen Covey book. I'm going to link to the ebook that I wrote on setting up your vision, your mission, your purpose statement, and your unique selling proposition. I'm going to put a link there to where you can sign up with us. Just go to the contact us page and say you want to schedule a one hour free consultation strategy session. Let's see how we can't further your business and help go to the next level. I am here for your success. I'm cheering for you. I want your success. And I'm so excited to see where this journey is going to take all of us as we're creating this tribe, creating success for ourselves, for our family, for our future, because ultimately, without having a whole life success, one area is not going to do it for you. I promise. I hope you have a great day. I want to thank you again and be great.